Hello and welcome to the Allen and Overy Pension Team's summary of the latest developments on Monday the 6th of February. This week, the government released a number of policy documents in relation to DC benefits. First, we look at updated draft regulations and guidance to encourage DC schemes to invest in illiquid assets. These haven't changed much since last year's consultation on these proposals. Relevant DC schemes would be required to disclose and explain their policies on investment in illiquid assets by their default fund, and also on the proportions of default fund assets allocated to different asset classes. The regulations would also remove certain performance-based charges from the default fund charge cap. Next, the government is consulting on requiring schemes to prepare value-for-money assessments for certain DC benefits. This would involve looking at investment performance, costs and charges, and quality of services received. Schemes would be required to take action depending on the outcome of the assessment, and this could include winding up the scheme. The consultation also notes that the government is considering changes to the chair's statement. The government has also published consultations on automated solutions to deal with the problem of small deferred pots, and also on extending collective DC schemes to cover schemes for non-associated employers. All of these consultations close on the 27th of March 2023. The full version of What's New This Week also includes details of updates to the regulator's DB and hybrid scheme return, requiring schemes to provide new information on asset allocations and also on HMRC's latest pension schemes newsletter, which updates its pensions transfer guidance. That will be available later today by email or at allenovery.com.